Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn to Matthew, please. Matthew and the 16th chapter. For some weeks now, we've been on a subject we're calling the church. The church. And our title is The Church, It's Not Just a Sunday Thing.
Amen.
Why would I say that? Well, to a whole lot of people, what is church?
Sunday.
It's something they go to for a few minutes on Sunday. And so many have such a small conception of what the church is. In Matthew 16 and 13, Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, he said, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" This is a big question, isn't it? Whether people spend eternity in heaven or hell is determined by their answer to this question and who they believe he is and what they do with that knowledge. They said, "Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Others say you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "Whom say you that I am?" You know, you won't make it in life by quoting what your folks believe or what your church believes or what is commonly believed. What's the real question? What do you believe? You got to know for yourself. He said, "Whom say you that I am?" Simon Peter spoke up. He said, "You are the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of the living God." You agree with this?
Yes.
You believe this?
Yes.
Everybody say it out loud to the Lord. You are the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. Glory to God. Who is he? He's everything. He's the one, the Messiah who was to come, the anointed one, isn't he? Not just an anointed one, the anointed one. You know, nobody is the prophet except him. Nobody is the shepherd. The teacher, the apostle, the evangelist, nobody. If somebody is one, they are one. An evangelist, a prophet, a teacher, one of, with a limited scope of influence, a limited measure of anointing and grace. But Jesus is the apostle, the prophet, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. And he's my Lord. How about you? My Lord and my Savior. Now, Jesus went on to say, he said, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven." So this is revelation of truth. "And I say to you, you are Peter." That's one word for rock or stone, a stone that could be moved or carried by men. "And upon this rock," another word, rock like a mountain, "on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Jesus said, on this rock, what rock? The rock of the Christ, the Son of the living God, on the rock of Him. No, Peter's not the rock the church is built on, nor his descendants. No, no, no. There are too many other scriptures that talk about the foundation of the church being Jesus. He is the rock. He's what the church is built on. You are part of the building. I'm part of the building. You and I are living stones, the Bible said. Living stones that have been sealed into place in this divine building by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord is working on a building. Isn't He? He's working on this building. And every time you see lost people, you ought to think, more building materials. Right? Because what's going to happen when this thing is finished? When this great building is finished, then it's going to be done. The Lord's going to come back. Amen. He's going to fill up this house with His glory.
Amen.
Yeah. Glory. Woo! Glory. What a future we have.
Yes.
What a future we have. But Jesus said, I will build my church. Is that what He's doing right now?
Yes.
Is it important to Him?
Yes.
Is it a big priority to Him, you think? What's more important to Him than building His church in the earth right now? Well, we went into some detail. What is the church? Literally, the words for church are also translated assembly. It has to do with those that are called and those that are called together. Called from wherever you were, out from there, and together. Everybody say, called out.
Called out.
Together.
Together.
That's the church. Now, this local church this morning is a perfect type of that, an example of that. You came from your house. I came from my house. Some of you came from an hour away, some 2 hours away, some 3 hours away. We came from all over the place, north, south, east, and west, and points in between. And we all came out together. We're in here this morning together. We're the church. And the Lord is building us.
Yes.
He's building us up in strength and He's increasing us in number. He's building us inside and He's building us outside.
Amen.
Do you believe it now?
Yes,
and the gates of hell,
shall not.
The authority, the power, the bondage of the devil and all his emissaries cannot hold us out. Can't keep us in.
Amen.
Will not prevail. Can't overpower us and can't hold out against us. I'm telling you, there is nothing that can stop this mighty moving force of the blood-bought church. Right? Of the Lord Jesus. Oh, the church is it. It's what God's doing in the earth. He's building His church. Well, what about you? What should you and I be doing? We are to be working with Him, laborers together with Him, working together with Him to build His church.
Amen.
Build His church. Say it out loud, I'm a church builder.
I'm a church builder.
Building the church.
Building the church.
Now, we know that Faith Life Church here is not the church. We are a part of the church. And really, when you look at, begin to get an idea of the scope of the whole thing, we're a pretty small part. I mean, there's a lot of believers in the earth. And there's a whole lot of believers already in heaven.
Yes.
And any one group or one denomination that you want to talk about, when you look at the scope of the whole thing, it's pretty small. No matter how big they think they are.
Yeah.
But God intends for this thing to get a whole lot bigger.
Yes.
A whole lot bigger.
Yes.
I like what Brother Reinhard Bonnke said. He said, hell empty and heaven full.
Amen.
Well, the gates of hell are trying to hold people in. Can you see this? Trying to hold people in bondage and in darkness and hold, keep them out of salvation. But the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Amen.
We're believing God. And the church is being built. Jesus said, I will build my church. My church. Hear how he talks about us. My church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Go with me to Ephesians 4, please. Ephesians 4, 1. He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Then he talks about how that the Lord gave gifts unto men, and he gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, till we all come in what?
Unity.
Now, that's what he started out talking about. Endeavoring to keep the spirit of unity, a unity of the spirit, I should say, in the bond of peace. Then he winds up saying again, till we all come in the unity of the faith. And we spent a number of weeks around here talking about growing up out of these passages, didn't we? Well, now, when you grow up, isn't the church built up? When people are added to the church and born again, the church is built. And when the people that are already in the church are edified and develop and grow up and increase, the church is built. He's building his church. He's building his church. So all of us are to be active, helping get people into the kingdom and helping build up people that are already in the kingdom.
Amen.
This is our daily business.
Yes.
Because we're here on kingdom business.
Amen.
Kingdom business. Now, he said that we are to endeavor, verse 3. What does endeavor mean? Yeah, NIV. Somebody's got an NIV over there? It says, make every effort. The NAS says, being diligent. This word effort means you're going to have to do something. What are we putting forth effort for? For why? Being diligent to do what? To keep the unity of the Spirit. Everybody say unity. Unity.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.